505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday and it is hot. How hot is it? It's hot. I'm just telling you, it's hot. It's really hot. It's damn hot. And it's going to get hotter. I don't know if that's good, bad, or indifferent, man, but I'm just telling you, next week, north of 95. Not the road, no, the temperature. We will be at 95 and above. That's what I'm seeing right now, and not much in the way of precipitation. All right, so we know what is going to happen for the next few months, right? Whether you hate politics as I do, or you love politics like some do, we will certainly be focused on this upcoming election. I am in love with Virginia. I refer to it as my beloved Commonwealth. Now, I know some people are from here. And I'm not a from here, I'm a come here. But I came here. I got here as fast as I could. And I don't want to leave. I love Virginia. I especially love Hanover. Hanover County is simply the best place on planet Earth, and you cannot move here. We're all filled up. Sorry, we have no more room left, but it is a great place. And so I don't want to see damage done to Virginia. I don't want to see Virginia become California East. And I listen to the spam burgers and the Hashmis and the Joneses, and all I hear is their desire to destroy Virginia and simply turn it into California East. It's sad. They don't have support across the state, as you know, but they have support in Northern Virginia. This is the way the elections have gone. What, the last 20-some years, really, with the exception of a couple of years back when Glenn Youngkin and Winsom Sears and Jason Meares were able to win. It is traditionally Northern Virginia at this point that has dictated for the rest of us what we get, what we see, what we do, what happens to us, how high our taxes are, how we're treated, how our children are not being protected in schools. We get all of that from Northern Virginia. And if you listen to Spamberger, Hashmi, and Jones, you will hear how much they hate Donald Trump. Each of them on board with your daughters losing scholarships to boys. Each of them on board with boys being in the shower with your daughters. Is that really what most of us want? You remember there was a time that it was pitched, there was an idea pitched to let Northern Virginia leave. Be their own state, or join up with Maryland, go back into the District of Columbia. I don't know, all sorts of, there were. People talked about it seemingly seriously. I don't think it's a serious option anymore. But in retrospect, I'll bet you there are a few of us thinking, you know, we would just like to let that happen. It's a little late now. You are seeing performance art across America right now. Kabuki theater on the part of the leftists. You saw that that goofy Alex Padilla from California making sure that he was removed from the Kristi Noem press conference. And he has done a huge fundraising effort on behalf of it. He's turning it into commercials. He's claiming that he was identifying himself from the very beginning. He's a senator. Well, that's not true. And all you have to do is, as John Madden used to say, go to the tape. Go and look at the actual video. Padilla doesn't bother mentioning that he's a United States senator or his name until after he has been subdued. He charged at Kristi Noem. But it's not going to matter, right? Because you see the way the coverage is playing out. Same thing with this goofball up in New York. He's one of the goofballs who's running for mayor up there in New York City. And he decided to engage in his own little piece of performance art. Now, I want you to take a listen to this. ABC News. Yeah, ABC News. They decided to cover it. Take a listen. Cut number one.
Now to the dramatic scene in New York City. A candidate for mayor detained by ICE agents inside immigration court. Agents handcuffing him and taking him away. Here's Aaron Katursky.
Tonight, 1 week before the primary in the race for New York City's mayor, the dramatic scene involving one of the candidates inside immigration court.
Where is it?
ICE agents pulling Brad Lander, an elected official and Democratic candidate for mayor, through a hallway, pushing him against the wall, locking him in handcuffs.
You don't have authority to arrest U.S. citizens.
Sir, you don't have the authority to arrest U.S. citizens.
I'm not obstructing. I'm standing right here in the hallway. I asked to see the judicial warrant.
Lander had linked arms with a migrant officers were trying to arrest, prying the two men apart. Homeland Security officials accused Lander of assault and impeding a federal officer. Federal prosecutors said they're investigating, but late today, Lander walking out free.
ICE said you assaulted an officer.
I mean, you guys all saw it on video, so you know exactly what happened. And I think probably on advice of counsel, I will not characterize the events. But I certainly did not assault an officer.
It comes days after a United States senator was detained in California.
Hands up. I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions for the secretary.
Also, I want to talk.
Senator Alex Padilla forcibly removed from a press conference as he tried to ask Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem about ICE arrests in Los Angeles. Today, Padilla emotional.
I was forced to the ground.
In his first speech on the Senate floor and issuing this warning.
What's happening is not just a threat to California. It's a threat to everyone in every state.
These public officials are being detained, David, during an uptick in ICE arrests at immigration courts around the country.
David, Aaron Katursky with us again tonight. Aaron.
It is a fascinating pseudo report. The guy in New York, he's the city comptroller. He said, oh, you all saw it. Do you notice how far into the report they say he had linked arms with the illegal alien? They didn't bother showing any of that video. Isn't that weird? They didn't show. No, they didn't. And if you want to see the video, go to The Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook. I've got it posted there, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. They didn't actually show that part of the video. Now, that is editing on the part of ABC National News. They made that decision. They know exactly what they want to show. I would imagine they know why they want to show it, and they know what they don't want to show and why they don't want to show it. So they had the story pre-written. They were going to present this guy as somehow being the victim of these ICE agents, and then you heard him ranting like a wacko. You don't have the right to arrest American citizens. Yeah, of course they do. Of course they do. These are federal law enforcement officers. There's no restriction. Well, you can only arrest short people. I'm sorry. No, it doesn't work that way. You can arrest. They have the full power to arrest, and that's what they were going to do. I wasn't interfering. Yeah, you were. That is not a subjective determination. Anyone who watches the entire video and watches you getting in between the illegal alien who is going to be arrested and blocking the officers trying to effect the arrest, clearly you're interfering. Then he says, I want to see a judicial warrant. For what? I don't need a warrant to arrest you when you are interfering with an arrest. You were not being picked up on a warrant. You have no standing in this matter, and you decided to inject yourself along with a full video crew. He brought his own video crew. Anybody want to wonder why? Because this is where they are now. It is all performance art. It is twisted. It really, really is. Don't forget, coming up just a couple of minutes from now, I got a pair of tickets to go see Tower of Power. They are going to be at the Beacon Theater this Friday, right around 5:20. We'll give you the chance to call in, and hopefully you'll be the winner of those tickets. Mike Dickinson is going to be along with us at 5:35, our citizen journalist. I'm curious to know what he's thinking. I want to hear what he has to say. about the defeat of Shannon Taylor, the defeat of LeVar Stoney, and how the House of Delegates races might be shaping up now that we know more. So he'll be with us at 5:35. James River Air text line, man, that is always available to you, and you should always take advantage of it. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.